Lamed Hey Amud Beis. Let's go again from the two dots. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar B'Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehudar Bar Rabbi Eloi. Bo Ure'e, come and look, which means not just have a look, but rather contemplate. Shaloi K'deiros HaRishonim, Deiros HaAchronim. Unlike the earlier generations, are the later generations. As we said, is the concept of Yeridas HaDeiros. Yeridas HaDeiros, which is, by the way, one of our big principles in our religion, Yeridas HaDeiros. If you don't believe in Yeridas HaDeiros, then you're running a very dangerous risk of therefore feeling no need whatsoever, or no obligation, as it were, to accept what previous generations say. Why must I believe the Gemara? Why can't we argue on the Gemara? Why can't an Amoira disagree with a Rishon? Etc., etc., etc. So all of our Maseiros HaTorah is based on this notion of Yeridas HaDeiros. Therefore we accept what previous generations told us, which has been passed on, etc., etc. So here is but another example of the difference between the later generations and the earlier generations. Why? Deiros HaRishonim Osu Teirosom Keva. They made their Teirah Keva permanent, as we explained last time. Umalachton Arai, whereas their Malacha, although they might well have been involved in Malacha, but nonetheless it was Arai, it was temporary. Zu Vezu Niskaimo Biyodon. At the end of the day, both lasted, both worked out. So what do they have at the end of the day? They had both. They had the right balanced attitude towards Torah and towards their Malacha, and they ended up with both. However, the Deiros HaAchronim, the later generations, she'osu Malachton Keva, they made their Malacha Keva, the Teirosan Arai, they made their Torah Arai. To the contrary, Zu V'Zu, Leinis Kaima B'Yodon, neither of the two worked out.
Why is it neither of the two? I mean, the work works out.
No, that's what it's saying. They made a huge emphasis on Malacha and found that it wasn't successful. Why? To the contrary, because they made that the Ikkah. I can tell you what Yerachmiel Stoltz told me once. I think I mentioned this in the past. You know Yerachmiel Stoltz? From Aleph? He is, or used to be, like maintenance, repair work, machinery, handyman. So he told me that when he, many, many years ago, when he was launching his business, he had big plans, big ideas, where he really wanted to invest a lot of time and energy and money into his company. And his dream was to be able to get bigger and bigger, employ other people, so that he himself would need to work less, and that way he could spend more time with the Beis HaMedrash. That was his plan. So he told me he discussed it with Rav Kornfeld. And Rav Kornfeld told him, "Vesey, this is a good idea, but you have to learn at least 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the night." Because initially he was so determined and he was so single-minded about this work, his plan was he would literally work his socks off. Absolutely work his socks off from dawn to dusk, as they say. Rav Kornfeld said, "No, you can't do that." I said, "Tommy," he agreed. He agreed to the deal. And basically, to cut a long story short, he said the 5 minutes became 10 minutes, 10 minutes became an hour. When I spoke to him last, he was learning an entire morning seder, was working between 2 and 6, and then learning again after that. And he told me, amazingly, he said, whenever I stepped up my learning, I didn't find in any way that my profits went down. He said, only to the contrary. And when I would have decided to put more efforts into my work, then to the contrary, my profits would have gone down. That's what we want to say. If you make the Malacha, the Keva, it's not so much how much time and energy you put into it, rather it's the outlook towards it that will ultimately dictate whether you'll be successful or otherwise. Okay, this is the Gemara we learned last time, so let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'Oma Rabba Baba Chano, again, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, again, Mishum Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yudah Ben Iloi. Boyo Re'ei, Shaloi Kedai Reis Harishoinim, Now this is very reminiscent of what we discussed on Sunday about doing the Rotzen Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said there is another difference between the early generations and the later generations. What is the difference? He says as follows. The halacha is that if you have produce in your field, then when it's brought into the house, you need to take maestros from it. But we learn from a pasuk that's only the case if the food is actually brought into the house in the normal manner, meaning via the front door. But if you enter the house through any other route, you jump through the window or go through the roof, then even though it ended up in the same destination, in other words, it's in your house at the end of the day, but because it didn't arrive through the Pnei Habayis, what's the Pnei Habayis? Face of the house, meaning the front door, it would therefore be exempt from Maisa. Therefore, if I decided I want to exempt myself from Maisa, a very simple solution. Never go through the front door. Says the Gemara, that again is a difference in the earlier and later generations. They would bring in their fruits. Derech traksamoin. What's traksamoin? Says Rashi. Derech traksamoin. Derech sharei hachotzer. Through the gates of the courtyard, the habayis, and the home. In other words, the perfectly normal way you bring food into your home. Why do they do that? Kedei lechayvon b'maisa. In order to obligate themselves. They're not looking for exemption. This brings us back to what we discussed last time in the Pesach Sheni story. Not looking for exemptions. They didn't want to find exemptions, even though they could very easily and absolutely within the letter of the law have exempted themselves from maisa. However, the later generations, you know what they did? They did the exact opposite. Machnisim peiroisehen derech gagois. Through the roofs. Derech hatzeirois. Derech karfifois. I'm not sure exactly how you translate karfifois, but also in a non-conventional way. Why? Kedei lepotron min amaisa. They were trying to do everything they could in order to exempt themselves from Maisa. Why does that exempt themselves? Because the Omer Rabbi Yannai says, Ein ha-tevel mischayev v'maisa. Tevel is not chayev in Maisa. What? Tevel, untithed produce. It will not be mechayev in Maisa. Ad sheyire pnei habayis. Until it sees the front of the house, Shenema Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis. This is referring to the Pesukim in Parshas Kisavon, when you have to do the Vidui and you have to declare that you kept all the halachas. So we learn from the words Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis, you have to enter the regular way you go through the house. Says Rashi, Pnei Habayis, Pesach Knisa V'Yetzia. This is the door by which you enter and exit. Now, Rashi adds a very important line over here. Rashi says, Ein hatevel mischayev b'maiser min ha-toira. This exemption that we just said, that pertains to anybody who brought the food not through the front door, is an exemption only min hatoiro. Avol, achilas keva. But if you are eating in a manner which is considered keva, what does achilas keva mean? As opposed to arai, what's arai? Just like a little snack. But if you sit down and have a proper meal, then osur leachol midrabonon. Then it will be asur to eat midrabanan, irrelevant of whether it came through the Pnei Habayis or not. Therefore, Rashi says that our Gemara is discussing strictly the halachas of the Torah. But albeit that midrabanon, you mechuyev stay ma'isa under all circumstances, even if he entered the house, shalei b'fnei abayis.
Even if it's arayis?
No, not if it's arayis. Only if it's keva. Only if it's keva. Now the Gemara adds one more. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, afilu chotzer kevas. A chotzer will also be kevea, will also establish a chiyuv. You told me it has to go through the bayis and not through the chotzer. No. If it goes through the chotzer, that's also enough to warrant a chiyuv. Shenema v'ochlu bisha orecha. The surveyor, you eat in your gate. And you understood, what does it mean, the gate? The gates of your courtyard. Okay, so we have a little machlokes about the chotzer, but certainly all the parties agree that if it did not go through the pnei abayis, you will be exempt. As Rashi explains, you'll only be exempt, however, min ha-Torah. Look immediately in Tosfos. Tosfos says the same thing. Third Tosfos. Derech Terak Samoin. Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains that Hainu Do'iraisa. That Ptor is only Ptor on a Torah level. Avol Midrabonon. But even on the rabbinic level, Gam Chotzer Koiva'as. A chotzer will also be koveya, even though you didn't bring it in the conventional way. So Tosfos kedemashma leperek yetzadefen, as indeed is the implication in perek yetzadefen, which is the Gemara Nida. It says there ezehu chotzer shechayev b'maisa. It talks about the type of chotzer that's chayev b'maisa. What do you mean a chotzer that's chayev b'maisa? We just said that a chotzer is not chayev b'maisa. The answer is the state of the midrabanon. It is chayin muchach perek hamevi. If you look in perek hamevi, which is in Beitza, says Tosfos, you will see there also further proofs that the exemption of chotzer is only minatay, which means, remember, in those days every house was preceded by a chotzer. So presumably, what it means is you bring your tzvua into the chotzer, but you haven't yet brought it into the house. Kiddush over here is Beseda. So min ha-Torah, you'll be potter from Eisa. Why? Because it hasn't yet seen the Pnei Habayis. On Hidurabonon, you will be Mokhuya because at least it enters your Chotzer. So Tosfos, that's why the Gemara is discussing there. What type of Chotzer are you Chayev Maisa in? Now, what does that mean? What type of Chotzer? Which is a Chotzer potter? Purusha Pasuk. Bayis. The answer is, you're right. Min ha-Torah, you're potter from Hidurabonon. Okay, so we've really a little bit veered off the subject. How did we veer off the subject? Because we had a whole thing about the goni and the goncha, or sapto the gonecha, you should be working, you should be learning, malachon arai, keva, there is rishonim, there is achreinim, maestros, pnei abayis. Now we get back to our subject, which is brachos. Chutz min hayayin. Now let's remind ourselves of the Mishnah. The Mishnah Amud Aleph says, Kesa mevorchin ala peiros. Every fruit you say boire pri hoetz chutz min hayayin. Now let's go study for a second. If you say chutz min hayayin, the implication is that there's something unique to yayin as opposed to other liquids. So if you would extract juice from an orange, so far the implication is, what bracha would you make? Appropriates. Yayin, which basically is also fruit juice, it's a different fruit. There, for some reason, it gets its own individual bracha. So, number one, we need to understand, that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now, what's unique about yayin. Number two, it's worth paying attention that what is the bracha that you make on yayin? Boire pri agofen. What's the bracha you make on all other fruits and fruit juice? Boire pri hoetz. So, the difference between the two brachas isn't specifically referring to the yayin. Whatever the reason may be, as we're about to discuss, you make a separate brand new bracha on yayin, but the bracha is not Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Boirei Yayin. Rather,
grapes.
Boirei Pri Hagofen, as opposed to Boirei Pri Ha'etz. Which really, when you think about it, is exactly the same bracha. All I'm doing is detailing the name of the tree. That's all I'm doing. So when I have an apple, I say Borei Pri Eitz. I don't say Borei Pri apple tree. I don't say Borei Pri orange tree. I just say Borei Pri tree Eitz. When it comes to a Geffen, for some reason Yain is unique, as we're about to discuss. So I'm also basically saying Borei Pri Ha Eitz. Except over here, I'm actually spelling out which particular Eitz we're talking about, i.e. the Geffen. Geffen is the
vine.
So let's have a look at the Gemara. Chutz min hayayin, mai shno yayin. Why is yayin different? Ma nishtana. Mai shno yayin. Why indeed is yayin deserving of its own private, unique bracha? Now, ilema. What does the word ilema mean?
If you want to say,
which always means
the opposite.
It's going to be refuted. Always, always, always. Ilema. If you're going to suggest A, I'm going to prove it wrong because really it's B. Okay. So let's have a look what the ilema is. Ilema mishum. If you're going to tell me it's because the ishtani. What does the ishtani mean? Like the word manishtano. It's changed. If you're going to tell me because it changed le'iluyay. What does it mean le'iluyay?
For the better.
For the better. Like to be oiler is to go up. If you're going to tell me that you know what's unique about wine because it changed for the better. It's an upgrade. What does that mean? It's an upgrade. In what way is it an upgrade? It's more chashuv than the grape. In other words, if I have an orange, or if I have orange juice, there's no difference in stature, although difference in status. One's a solid, one's a liquid, etc., etc., etc. But there's no difference in stature between orange and orange juice. Whatever you can do with an orange, you can do with an orange juice. But when you have grapes, for example, and then you extract their juice and you make wine, that's an upgrade. Why indeed is it an upgrade?
It's the benefit of man and the Kaddish Baruch
Hu. So, for example, we saw Lamad Aleph, Yain Samach Lavev Enoish, person has extra gladness from it. We also know that Yain is very choshev. Whenever you have a Kaddish Shal Bracha, you don't make Kiddush on apple juice or orange juice, make it on wine. You make a bris. You say the brachos, you say it over wine and under the chuppah, wine, brachos hamazon, wine and dalat kosos is wine. Wine is always very significant. So you see that the wine is more significant than the fruit that it originally came from. As opposed to orange juice is no more significant than the pears it came from. Therefore, when I make a brach on an orange, boire pri ha'etz, there's no need and no reason that I should change the bracha when the fruit went from being fruit to juice, because nothing's really changed. You wouldn't say? But at the moment, it sounds like made Borei Pri Ha'etz. Halacha Maisa, hold your horses. So there's no reason why we should change the bracha when the orange changes from solid to liquid, because in stature, nothing's really happened. Therefore, whatever I meant when I said Borei Pri Ha'etz on the oranges, that's exactly what I mean when I make the same bracha on the orange juice. But the wine is not the same, however. Wine, I say Borei Pri, on the grapes, I say Borei Pri Ha'etz, meaning the vine. Even though I don't spell it out, because it's just a generic term for tree. But when I upgrade it to wine, now I've got to get into more detail why, because that reflects that something has changed over here to the better. That is the ilema. As we just mentioned, ilema by definition means it's going to be refuted. So again, ilema mishum de ishtani le'iluyo. If you're going to tell me that because it has changed for the better, ishtani lebracha, it therefore changes its bracha as well, it can't be. Because I have another example, v'harei shemen. What about oil that comes from olives, where they're also de ishtani le'iluyoi? That's also an upgrade. That's not just olive juice. like apple juice, and it's oil. Which, by the way, is not insignificant. You see that even in English, it has its own term. There's no word for orange juice. It's just orange juice. Apple juice is apple juice. Cherry juice, strawberry juice, whatever it may be. Whereas grape, when you extract it, becomes wine. Or when you extract from the zeytun, it becomes olive. It becomes oil. Don't just call it olive juice. So therefore, that would indicate that there's also an upgrade. What is that upgrade, by the way? How is it upgraded? Why is that considered more of an upgrade than orange juice?
Because it has holy purposes.
Because again, it has more purposes. Either gashmias or ruchmias. What can you do with oil? You can cook with oil. You can light a candle with oil. You can use shemen on the mizbeach for menachas, etc., etc., etc. You can use shemen for adlakas neiros. Whereas orange juice is just orange juice. So it's apple juice. So again, it would seem to be very, very similar to the concept of wine, which is an upgrade. And yet, v'loy ishtani lebrocha. It doesn't change the bracha. So I'm sorry to tell you, that's why we've just refuted. The ilema doesn't work. It can't be that the upgrade in stature is enough to warrant a brand new bracha. Why can't that be? What proves that theory wrong?
Oil.
Oil. Doesn't make sense. How do I know that there's no special bracha for shemen? Shemen zayis. What bracha do you make on olive oil? Vorchin olav, boire, pri, ho, ei. That's really the end of the question. So I've clearly mentioned over here in the Gemara that what's the bracha you make on olive oil? Boire, pri, ho, ei. See, if not for this statement, in theory I could turn around and say to you, well, maybe you do make a special bracha on oil. Who says you don't? But the Gemara said, no, we have absolutely categorized, registered, mufurish, that olive oil is the regular, good old-fashioned, normal bracha of Beret Pri Yoetz. Eyes been upgraded. So you see that the upgrading theory doesn't seem to hold true. Says the Gemara, 1 second, let's try and resurrect it. Why? Says the Gemara, Omri, so they said, Hosam, over there, where's there? When it comes to oil, mishum deloy efsha, because there it's not possible. What does that mean? It's not possible, as we're about to see in a moment. In other words, perhaps I could indeed resurrect this teretz, and I'll tell you that what. So when something is upgraded, what's the halacha? It does get a new bracha. That'd be the explanation for why. So the bracha has now switched from Boire Pri Ha'et to Boire Pri Agofen. That maybe the Gemara is trying to now bring it back, that theory. Restore that theory. You asked me, so why is the same not true also by oil? Because there also it's an upgrade, and the Gemara says, you're right, on that point it is an upgrade. So why didn't you make it a separate bracha? So the Gemara, Ha'efsh, it's impossible. There is no choice there. You don't have that option on the table. Why not? So the Gemara, Heichi Navrich. Well, try your options. What exactly are you going to make a bracha? Navrich Boire Pri Hazayis. Maybe you would want to refer, as it were, specifically to the oil, and you'd say, this is a creation of the pre Hazayis. Boire Pri Hazayis. Now, what's the Zayis? The olive. So, what's the pre Hazayis? The oil. Pre always means fruit, but it's more than that. What is the real translation of pre? When there's a mitzvah in the Torah of pru or avu? No?
To extend, to
dry. To multiply. Right? Ubnei Yisrael, poru vayishrutzu vayirbu vayatzma moid moid. Poro means to to multiply, to increase. That's why pru uravu means multiply. Peiros means because it's multiply. You have an original, you have an extract. So the pre hazayis is the extract from the zayis. What's the extract from the zayis? The oil. So is that what bracha you want to make? In other words, I'll give it to you. Maybe you're right, you want to resurrect the theory and you want to say that when something is upgraded from the original fruit, it needs its own bracha. But what bracha are you going to make over here? So option number one would be, well, maybe I'd say, Boirei Pri HaZayis, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for making this wonderful creation, which is oil extract. In other words, shemen. So this is what I'm sorry, it doesn't make any sense. Why not? Peri, Gufa, Zayis, Ikri. The peri, meaning the fruit, is itself called the Zayis. What does that mean, it's itself called the Zayis, and not what? What does that mean, Peri, Gufa? The pre, the fruit itself, as opposed to what? As opposed to the tree. In other words, imagine the tree would be called Zayis. When it comes to wine, what's the tree called? Geffen. So when I say pre-hagoffen, what am I referring to? The fruit of the vine, i.e. the grapes. So the geffen is the eighth. The pre of the geffen is the fruit that comes from it, i.e. the grapes. There's always three stages. There's the tree, the fruit, and the extract. So, let's work out the equivalent. Let's try and parallel it. When it comes to grapes, we always say Boirei Pri or Eitz, a generic term. But when you want to make a special bracha, I say Boirei Pri or Eitz. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for creating the fruits of the Eitz. Which one? The Boirei Pri HaGefen. Now, 1 second. So I've got a cup of wine in front of me, and what am I thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? No.
The actual age.
So what am I thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have 3 stages. Tree, fruit, juice. What am I thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for when I say Boirei Pri HaGefen? Stage 1, 2, or 3?
3.
No. Boirei Pri HaGefen. The fruit
is the grape.
Of the vine. That's the grape. I didn't mention anything about wine in the bracha.
By the way, what you're thanking him for.
1 second. What am I mentioning in the bracha? Since why? When I say Boirei Pri HaEitz, an oregano orange, what am I thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? The orange, the apple, the fruit of the tree. When I say Boirei Pri HaGefen, it's exactly the same.
Grape of the vine.
It's the fruit of the vine, i.e. the grape. I'm making no mention whatsoever of stage 3, which is the juice that comes from the grape, that comes from the wine. Not mentioning that.
But you're holding it.
Say that. I'm asking what it was, the nusach habrocha. Now, why indeed do I not mention the wine in the brocha? So Rashi explains this. Rashi says very simple. You cannot say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boirei the Yayin, because it was humanly made. I can thank Hashem for the tree, I can thank Hashem for the fruit of the tree, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But the extract, the fact that it was squeezed and made into wine, that was human made, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. So therefore, at best, I can only take you to stage 2. So now, if you would make a bracha on oil and you would say Boirei Pri HaZayis, what would that mean?
That would be the oil itself.
That would be the oil itself. Why would that be the oil itself? Because the Zayis
is the fruit.
And that's what the Gemara means. The Zayis is not the tree. If the Zayis would be the tree, then Boirei Pri HaZayis would mean what?
The olive,
and that would be fine. But I'm sorry to tell you, the tree is not called Zayis. What's called Zayis? The fruits. Therefore, if you say the Pri HaZayis, you can only be referring to oil. And what's wrong with that? Because it's man-made. Therefore, Bayre Pri HaGofen makes sense. Bayre Pri HaZayis does not make sense. Why? Because the tree is not the Zayis. That's what the Gemara says. Peira Gufei. You have to underline the word Gufei. The fruit itself is called the Zayis. Not stage one, the tree. Stage two is called the Zayis. Which means, have a look immediately in Rashi. Zayis Ikri is called the Zayis. Therefore, because the fruit is called the Zayis, if you therefore say Boire Pri HaZayis, what do you mean? That will be translated as follows. Vahavale, which would be Boire Pri HaPri. It's the fruit of the fruit. What's fruit number one?
Olive.
The olive. What's the fruit of the fruit?
Oil.
The oil. Shahapri koru zayis. Because the fruit is the zayis. So if you talk about the pre of the zayis, what are you referring to? The extract of the fruit, i.e. the oil. And what's wrong with that? Says Rashi, I'm sorry to tell you. Ve'ein zu brias shamayim. That is not a creation from heaven. Ki bidei odom hi briazu. Rather, it's by human hands. Aval gabe gefen. When you talk about boyer pri agafen, ha gefen is the eight. The gefen is not the fruit. So therefore, does it make sense to talk about the pri agafen? The pri agafen will now make sense. The ho'anovim and the grapes came pri agafen, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create that. So at the moment we're saying, really, I would love to make a special bracha for oil, based on the fact that it is an upgrade. But what bracha are you going to make? If you're going to suggest, I'm going to say, Boire Pri HaZayis, that doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because what is the Zayis? The fruit is not the tree. If the tree would be called Zayis, then what would Pri HaZayis be? The olives, that would be fine, so we should both agree to the olives. But over here, the tree is not called Zayis. The fruit is called the Zayis. So if you say pre HaZayis, what you mean is the fruit of the fruit. That is the oil. And that doesn't make sense. You can't thank Hashem for the oil, He didn't create it.
So how come right before, in the line before, they said Boruch Hu Ha'etz for Hashem HaZayis?
It's very good, because you're thanking for the fruit. You can't.
But it's man-made.
No, not the oil. Boire Pri HaZayis. Pri HaZayis.
The
fruit of
the tree.
It's referring to everything. All fruit juices, including oil, you say Boire Pri HaZayis. Why?
So what does that change to Shahakul?
Who's been changing about Shahakul? Not one word about Shahakul in the song. I'm mentioning the word Shahakul. Who's talking about Shahakul? We said it's all got to be traced back to the tree. But you cannot thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a stage beyond the fruit, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create it. So what do you have to say? Boire Pri HaZayis. And if you say Boire Pri HaZayis, that doesn't mean the olives. That means the oil that's extracted from the olives. And we can't say that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create it. Says the Gemara. Okay, let me try another option. V'navrich ole, and let us perhaps suggest we should make a bracha on it. Boire pri eight zayis. Ah, that is a very good question, and that question has no answer. If you don't want to talk about the olive itself, because the extract of that is the oil, and you can't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, but stay us to bring it back one stage. Remember, we've got to keep it clear over here. We always have the tree, stage one. Fruit, stage two. Juice, stage three. In the Boire Pri HaGefen, what is the Gefen? Stage one, two, or three?
One.
What's the Pri HaGefen?
The vine.
The Pri HaGefen?
So it's the grapes.
The grapes from the vine. I'm not referring to stage three at all. Says the Gemara. Fine. So now do a copy and paste when it comes to olives. What's the equivalent of the Geffen?
Eight.
Which is called
eight zayas.
What's wrong with that? Said the Gemara. If I would say Boire Pri eight zayas, thank you for the fruits of the olive tree. What is the fruit of the olive tree?
Oh,
the olives. That's fine. What's wrong with that? I'm not referring to the oil. I agree. I accept. You cannot make a bracha on the oil because that's man-made. So you cannot go beyond stage two. So I understand you cannot make a bracha boirei pri hazayis. Because if I say boirei pri hazayis, what does it mean pri hazayis? It doesn't mean the olive. It means the extract from the olive, and that doesn't make sense. I accept that. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, but I've got another very perfectly valid option, which is boirei pri
eight zayis.
Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for creating the fruit of the olive tree, i.e. the olive. Nothing wrong with that.
Is that not what we're doing with Berei Pri HaGafen?
With grapes, exactly. That's the question.
When we say Berei Pri HaGafen, we're saying a bracha over the grapes.
Exactly.
Not
that's
the wine.
Right. That's the Morris Kasha. So why can't I do the same for olives? We're trying to work out why do you make a special bracha on wine. So suggestion number one is upgrade. Says the Gemara, excuse me, Shemen is also upgraded.
And this bracha is not.
And we don't change the bracha. And don't tell me that there's no option to change the bracha, because there is. What is the option to change the bracha? What could I say for oil?
Eight
zayis. Boire, pri, eight zayis. Just like I say, boire, pri, agafen. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that at all. So why don't we do it? And if we don't do it, what does that prove to me once and for all? What's the Gemara trying to prove with this line?
That we don't change the bracha.
That the upgrade theory to change the bracha is not true. So therefore, we are looking for which word, our favorite word?
Ella.
We're going to have to look for an Ella. It's all back to the drawing board. Back to square one. We do not understand at this stage of the game why wine got its own bracha. Because the only possible suggestion that so far we've put on the table is upgrade. More choshev than the fruit. But that theory has just been disproven completely by oil. Because oil is also an upgrade. And we do not make a special bracha. And what was the special bracha you would have loved to have made? Boire pri eight zayis. Nothing wrong with that. Why don't we do that? Says the one, I'm sorry to tell you, I have no other understanding other than to say that clearly the upgrade theory doesn't work. Okay, so we need to look for an Ella. Hello, Omamazutra. Let's now try another suggestion. Why is it that wine gets its own bracha? It's not because of the upgrade. Were it to be the upgrade, then the same would be true also by oil, and it's not true. So for that theory, it doesn't work. Hello, Omamazutra, Chamra, wine, Zayin. It sustains, like we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mikarom Hazones Oilom. It sustains. What does it mean? It sustains. It can keep you alive. But Mishcha Loi Zayin. What's Mishcha? Oil does not sustain. You cannot live off oil. You can live in theory off wine. So therefore, what is so unique about Chamra that it sustains a person? All other fruit juices, apparently not. Including oil as well. Doesn't sustain you. But wine sustains you. And that's why it's Choshev. Says Rashi, Chamra Zayin, Lahochi Choshev. That's why it's considered Choshev. Likvoya loy brocha laatzmoy, to establish for it a brocha in its own right. So what's Rashi emphasizing over here with the word lahochi? For this reason it's choshev as opposed to what? as opposed to what we suggested before, that it's the upgrade. In other words, one thing is clear. Whatever teretz you're going to give me to explain why wine gets its own bracha, but the bottom line is probably going to be one word answer, choshev. There is something choshev about wine. We're just trying to work out what is this chashivas. So we suggestion number one is because it's an upgrade from the fruit. Okay, that got disproven. Says the Gemara, now I've got a different reason why it's choshev. You know why it's choshev? Because it's sustained. That's what Rashi says. Lahochi choshev. That's what Rashi means, lahochi. This is why it's choshev. In other words, you're 100% right. That what we're looking for is an explanation of why wine is choshev. But your first reason was wrong. It's not because of the upgrade, but rather it's because of the fact that it's zayin, which means it's choshev. It's the same to you. As opposed to what?
Upgrade.
As opposed to?
Not
what?
As opposed to oil.
Oil. As opposed to oil? Oil is not zayin. Okay. Says the Gemara, one moment. Who says that theory works either? Umishcha loy zayin? Are you telling me that mishcha oil is not zayin? It can't be referred to as zayin? V'hotnan. We have learned in a Mishnah. It's actually a Mishnah in Erevin. Hanoider min hamozim. What does it mean, hanoider min hamozim? If somebody makes a vow, I'm not going to have any benefit from mozim. If you take a vow like that, obviously we need to define what is mozim. I'm not going to have any benefit from mozim. Okay? You're allowed to sit on a chair. Are you getting benefits? Chair is not mozim. So what is? Says the Mishnah there. Hanoi d'mina mozim muter b'mayim u'b'melach. He's permissible, he's allowed to drink water and allowed to eat salt. Why? Because clearly those two things are not called mozim. Mashma, that everything else is called mozim. Says the Gemara. Cold water, please. Shker. 2 kilometers. In Maim Elatayr. Tayr is compared to water. Why is Tayr compared to water? Either because you can't live without it, can't live without water, can't live without Torah. The Gemara says the famous mashal in Brachas, when we say they take fish out of water, it can't live, says the Torah. Maim always flows in a downward direction. So to Torah, the Gemara says, always to be found by somebody who's modest and humble. Who is the deliverer of the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Onam Mikol Adam. Which mountain? Sinai, Anova. But there is perhaps maybe another reference to mine. Imagine you'd go to the sea. When you stand by the sea and you watch, you see the mine, you have no idea, just by looking at it, how deep it really is. It's impossible to tell. You look miles and miles, you're able to see miles in the distance, all you can see is the top centimeter of water. So on the surface it looks very shallow. If you go in it, it could be miles deep. Miles, so too is Torah as well. You learn Torah, it could look very simple. Yeah, but praise, agafen, wine, shemen, bing, bang, bish, boom. Get into it more and more and more and more. It has layers upon layers upon layers upon layers, and it can get deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay.
With that, how do you explain this last statement then? Water doesn't sustain.
I think it means that you can't live only off water.
Physically?
Yeah.
You mean as a
soul diet. Sounds a bit of a chiddush, because you can live off, yeah, you can live off wine, some grains. Okay, so the person's made a neder. What was his neder? I'm not having benefit from mozim. So what do we tell him? Okay, you can eat anything you like, Apart from
water and salt.
Water and salt.
No, the other way.
You can only have water and salt, but nothing else.
Nothing else. Your oster to eat anything, because you made a not to benefit from food. Anything which is defined as food, out of bounds. Amayim melach is okay. Vehevinon bo, this is all part of the question. Vehevinon bo, and we asked on that. Amayim umelach hu zloi ikri mozein. So it sounds like only water and salt are not called mozein. Oh, but surely we can deduce from there that kol mili, all other items, ikri mozein, are called mozein. So if you want to eat an apple or oil for that reason, apparently that's called mozein, and you can't eat it because that's included in the neder. And what was the problem with that? Again, we're all in the middle of a long question. Neima dehavat yufta de Rav Shmuel, and the Gemara there said, well, that seems to disprove a concept of Rav Shmuel to Omri, who both said the ein mevarchin boire mine mezoinos. Yon menik bracha boire mine mezoinos. What does mezoinos mean? Food that sustains. Ela behei haminim bilvad, only on the five species. What are the five species?
Wheat,
barley, spelt, oat, rye. So if you only make boirimine mezoinois on these five species, which sounds like, if I want to know what's called mozoin, it's only five species. So the Gemara says one thing, so it doesn't add up over here. We just said, you make a neder, I'm not benefiting from mozoin. What's included?
Everything.
Basically everything. Except my melach. Well, if it's everything, why do you only make a bracha boirimine mezoinois on the five species? If you only make boimene mezoinus on the five species, that sounds like that. What's really categorized as mozoin?
Five
species. But everything else?
Yeah.
It's not considered mozoin. Well, if it's not considered mozoin, it shouldn't be included in the neder. That was Gemara's question. And the Gemara answered, no. The Omer Abuna, Ba'oimer Kol Hazon Olai. There is a difference between zon and mozin. When this fellow made a neder, so the lashon of the mishnah was hanoyder min hamozin. Says the Gemara, that's actually a little bit too inaccurate. That's not actually what he said. He didn't say hanoyder min hamozin. If he would have enunciated those words hanoyder min hamozin, what would that have referred to? Only the five species. That's why Boimene Mezoinois only refers to the five species. That's actually not what he says. What did he say? Kol Hazon Olai. Anything which is Zon, which sustains me, Olai's on me, that is included in the name. Apparently, Zon is far, far more expansive than Mozai. So Mozain refers to only the five species. But zon basically is anything that sustains you. Any type of food except for salt and water. So what would be, if I ask you now, what's the status of shemen? Is that called zon? Apparently yes. Oh, so we're in trouble. You wanted to tell me that what the reason why I make a special bracha on wine is because it's zayin, because it's zon. But shemen is not. I'm sorry to tell you, I've just proved from this Gemara that shemen jolly well is. It might not be considered mozoin, shkoyach, neither is yain. But in the world of zon, it is zon. So therefore, with regard to can sustain you, there is no distinction between oil and wine. So we're still looking out for what is the unique quality of wine. It's definitely something to do with its chashivas, Rav Nachum. Definitely something to do with its chashivas. So suggestion number one, you know why it's chashiv? Because it's better than its fruit that it came from. Extract is better than the fruit, it's an upgrade, says the Gemara, no, it doesn't work. Shemen. Says the Gemara, okay, do you know why it's chashiv? Because it's zon. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, shemen is also zon, you don't make a broch on it. Separate broch. Says Rashi, V'omer Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, Ha Duktani, that which is stated with regard to Nedarim, and it says, Mutar b'mayim u'b'melach, you're allowed to have benefit from my melech, v'osur b'shar oichel u'mashkim, and he's also to have benefit from other foods or drinks. Lav ba'oimer. That's not talking about when he said, koinom mozoin olai, quote unquote. What's koinom mean? It is the lashon of Nedarim. If you look in Nedarim, if I want to now not have benefit from this table, I say, koinom shulchan olai. Koinom, the Gemara says, like, it's like saying I made it into a korban. It's as if to say, I'm now viewing this shulchan as a korban, no benefit. Just how you can't have benefit from a korban, from hektish, no benefit from here as well. So if I would have said, koinom mozoin olai, what would that have referred to? That's not what was said. Why not? De'ein mozoin elamahei minei dogon? Because the word mozoin only refers to the five species of grain, chitin, kustairin, wheat and barley, kustmin, v'shiboy l'shuel, v'shifoin, oat, rye, and spelt. So it can't be that he said, noider koinom mozoin. What did he say? Elaboy, rather what he said was, kol hazon olai koinom. I'm putting a koinom not on mozoin, but anything that is zon. Anything that has any nutritional value. And what does that refer to then? Everything. Says Rashi, v'chol mili. And all items, nehi d'lo ikru mozoin, all items, albeit that they're not actually called mozoin, because the only items called mozoin are the five species. Nonetheless, miu meizan zaini bar mimayin umela. Even though they might not be mozoin, but they are still meizan zaini. What does meizan zaini mean? What it means to say that they have nutritional value. So mozoin clearly is a reference to what? Grain-based food. How many types? Five types. But zayin doesn't mean that. Zayin just means to have nutritional value. Does this sustain? So again, which neder did I make if everything is included except for mayan umelach?
Zayin.
Because if I would have said koinom mozoin olai, what would that be referring to? Don't mean the five species. Yeah, it doesn't say that. It says you can have whatever you like. It's in mayan umelach. The answer is you're right, that wasn't the neder. The neder was not from mozoin, rather it was from zon or zayin. And that includes absolutely everything besides for mayim and melech. So if I ask the question, is shemen included in zayin?
Yes.
The answer is absolutely yes. So don't tell me the reason why we have a special bracha on wine is because it's chashuv, because it's zayin as opposed to shemen, which is not zayin. We've just now proved beyond any reasonable doubt that shemen is in fact zayin. It might not be more zayin, but it's certainly zayin. It sustains you, has nutritional value, and if that's the case, why don't we make a separate bracha on it, just like I do for yayin? Fine, we'll leave it over here. In suspension.
Hang on a minute.
Session on Thursday, we'll try and get to the bottom of the answer.